say, I went to one of the final Destiny's Child concerts.
I remember seeing you.
Did you see me?
Right in the middle, right?
Yes.
I did.
Okay, because I'm going, Beyonce! Beyonce! And I could swear that you were like,
I was.
So you did it.
I did.
Okay, because I was like, was she yelling at me or was she yelling at her auntie that's sitting like
I saw you.
Oh,
thanks
you did
for
see
coming.
Me.
That was really nice.
You are so welcome. Yeah. And you know what's so funny is I saw you turn into that trans thing. Like you lose your mind.
I do.
Like, I was like, she really loses her mind. And it's funny because it's really unreal to see. Like, what overtakes you? Because it's like, you see it right now. She's like, hi, everybody. Yes, I'm Beyonce. No, I don't talk about my relationships. And then she gets on the stage. She's like, wah!
What happens when you put Walt Disney's cryogenically frozen head and Beyonce in a blender? You get Suspiria. I know, that sounded like a riddle, didn't it? No, but we're going to talk about this today. We're talking about the new Beyonce video called Spirit. And it is for the upcoming Lion King remake, of course, a Disney movie. And how curious enough that it has elements of a horror movie about a coven of witches. A movie called Suspiria. If you haven't heard of it, which you may not have, I did a full show on this few months back, because they did a remake in 2018 from the original Dario Argento film from the 70s, and we'll get into that in a minute. But we're going to talk about the symbolism that you see in the new Beyonce video, and we're going to analyze her lyrics for the true Luciferian messages hidden within it. Don't believe me? Well, hang on there. Are you offended? Hang in there. Are you part of the beehive here to shut me down? Go for it, I don't care. Now, you've heard my standard pitch on Beyonce in the past. I've talked about it for so many years now on IlluminatiWatcher.com. Banned videos from YouTube. Books, controversial books I've written about her. Well, with her in them. I actually did write a book all about Beyonce. It's on Amazon. It was a Kindle book. I didn't publish it as a paperback. It wasn't quite worth that devotion of energy, but it's got a ton of images on there of her doing the Illuminate confirm. So you already know my whole deal on Beyonce. She's definitely 100% Illuminate confirm. Don't try to tell me otherwise. So we're just going to get right into the symbolism. First, the all-seeing eye. You knew it was coming. It's in every one of these videos by these handled artists. The most classic symbol of the esoteric doctrine. It represents the Illuminati secret religion because it is the awakening of society to the New World Order. They believe they are opening up the eyes of the masses. Busting open that third eye, the pineal gland. Trying to open up, trying to enlarge that big old pineal gland. The true religion of the occult is, of course, Luciferianism. And that's why you see it in the video. Again, I'll have these images on IlluminatiWatcher.com. I'm basically reading you my article I wrote about it. But you can see the dancers are situated in a circle forming an all-seeing eye. And then at the end of the video, you can see Beyonce standing in the center of another group of dancers, forming the iris of the all-seeing eye. She is, of course, the head of the big Illuminati agenda here. So, of course, she takes a central role in the eye. And then I've got some images from her past usages of the all-seeing eye. Of course, Jay-Z's connected, and why not, right? We all know that. Now, Suspiria. This is a film. I've got this thing for occult horror films. And Dario Argento nailed this film back in the 70s. It's really good if you like this sort of thing. And then 2018, Guadagnino remade the film, which I think had Argento's blessing even, because I believe he was at the premiere. But it was a well-done movie. I liked it a lot. And in the film, of course, it's the same plot line as the original one. It's this secret coven of witches in a dance studio. And it has to do with this central theme of the three mothers that Dario Argento had with his trilogy of films. Suspiria was the first one. Inferno was the second, and Mother of Tears was the third. That's the one that starred his daughter, Asia Argento, who you may recall was the girlfriend to Anthony Bourdain, who died mysteriously. Well, I don't know if it was mysteriously, but he died. She was one of the founders, the architects of the Me Too movement, but recently got in trouble for messing around with an underage boy, I don't know. And yeah, I talked about that in the past, about the double standard there. I mean, the guy was like 17, and she, I don't know. Like, I get it. It's not okay. It's not okay. But it's not quite the same as a certain billionaire who's got 13-year-old girls doing massages. And I'm not going to talk about that, but you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, back to Beyonce. She emulated this coven of witches in her video for Spirit, which makes a lot of sense when we get into the lyrics, because like the film Suspiria, it's all about ritual magic and contacting entities, bringing forth the pagan religions. And these dresses that she's wearing and her dancers are wearing are the same exact ones from Suspiria. Well, they're slightly different, but they're essentially the same. They all come from this erotic rope designer named Deviant LaVie. That's his name, Deviant. Hey, I can't make this up, folks, Now, and really, you should check out my Suspiria analysis. First, watch the films, but if you don't like horror films, listen to the analysis. It'll definitely draw out a lot of these themes of the occult doctrine that we've been seeing in entertainment. Now, let's look at the lyrics real quick. And on the article, I called this subheading Lyrical Assassin, which I thought was a fun little play on words, because the assassins were part of this occult agenda. They were a group, an order, if you will, and allegedly they were the ones who taught the Knights Templar about all the mystery religions, which of course go to Lucifer. I mean, you gotta look at this. I know I'm saying this in a quick soundbite, but you've got to look at hundreds of years of history and theories and different ideas, secret societies, mystery religions, Babylonian stargazers, all these things connect together and ultimately go back to this idea, because it is a religious thing, okay? It's all about religion. It's about this idea that these occultists have that God, the man in the clouds, is the great oppressor, and Lucifer, the archetype of Prometheus, will come back and right the wrongs. Man will be God again. Yes, that's what the serpent said in the Garden of Eden, and that is what they desire to bring about. Now, and which I also thought was curious, because the assassins allegedly, supposedly, had a man named Aladdin, who was the leader of the group for 1001 nights. You can see all these ties, 1001 Arabian Nights, Aladdin, which fits into the Disney conspiracies, given that Aladdin was the most recent remake. I believe I covered that film a couple shows ago with the Will Smith genie, right? Now the lyrics to the song. They reveal the secret religion of the occult if you know the right filter with which to view it. First, and no, I will not be singing this. I'm very sorry. You don't want that. I don't want that. But it starts off, yeah, yeah, and the wind is talking, yeah, yeah, for the very first time, with a melody that pulls you towards it, painting pictures of paradise. Now, you have to understand the occult version of history, which you can actually read in Mark Booth's book. I believe it's called The Secret History of the Occult, something to that effect. But that goes through the whole secret history, right? And the claim, which you can read about in that book, is about how the common man was so closely connected and intertwined with the gods that he could actually hear these inspirational messages from God himself. And the conduit for that were the natural elements. The wind was one of them. In fact, I believe in the book, it references the story of a man who is walking down the path in the woods, and the wind blows, and he could tell that God was inspiring him to take a different path that day, and whatever. They were more in tune with nature, more in tune with God back then. And the wind could whisper inspirations directly from God to the man. Now, this golden age of man was further suppressed, pushed to the subconscious. The pineal gland has calcified and shrunk, and that is why we can no longer do these things. And that is why they need the occult practices of magic, Dionysian, Apollonian rituals. That's why they do these things, to make contact with the divine, which is what you see and hear about with Beyonce. Next line, she says, saying, rise up to the light in the sky. Yeah, watch the light, lift your heart up, burn your flame through the night. So when we see these references to the light, we know that this is a reference to the enlightenment, the illumination of the dumb masses into the Illuminati occult agenda. Because the light is a reference for Lucifer, the guiding light for humanity. Don't believe me? Look up Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey. They all talk about it. It's very clear once you know what you're looking for. Next line, she says, woe, spirit, watch the heavens open. Yeah, spirit, can you hear it calling? Well, sounds like very familiar with Sasha Fierce and the spiritual possession of Beyonce that she claimed, I mean, her words, not mine, that a spirit takes over her, which later, years later, she would say that she killed Sasha Fierce and merged the personality. She reconciled the opposites, the Baphomet. I'm spitting here. I'm dropping knowledge. I'm freestyling here. You know this thing. You know, most of you have followed me long enough. You already know all the stuff, so I'm not going to go deep into this, but it's all about direct contact with the spirit world, channeling entities, channeling the goddess energies, right? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you're like, who is this insane person screaming at me about Beyonce with eyeballs and the ghosts and stuff? Well, you got to pick up, here's my advice, because I've written many books. There are many like them, but this one is mine. There's a book called Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, and it's all about the hip-hop conspiracies, and I go into all this stuff. I talk about your girl Beyonce, how she's letting the demons in her, you know. And you can pick it up on, you know, Amazon. You can pick it up on Audible as an audiobook. Get it for free, why don't you? If you go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, I got a nice little link for you, a little enticing link. Hit the link, go to Audible, get it with a free trial. You don't have to stay subscribed. Just get the book and get it for free. I don't care. I just want you to know, I want you to be armed with the truth. Because these cats that run the music industry, they think they're pulling the wool over your eyes. And they probably are if you don't know these things. So you got to wake up. You got to get with the program, because everyone else is going to follow down this path. Why is my voice cracking? Sorry. I'm in puberty. At this late stage in life. Now, we've got, okay, we're getting off topic here. Next line. Yeah, and the water's crashing, trying to keep your head up high while you're trembling. That's when the magic happens, and the stars gather by your side. Well, of course, she references magic right there. We're talking about ritual magic, something Disney knows all about, Walt Disney himself. He was in the Order of Desmoulins, Jacques Desmoulins, the leader of the Knights Templar, the guy talking to the Baphomet. And Disney, of course, talks about magic. They're very clear about it. It's a reference here to ritual magic, a practice used to make contact with these entities in the spirit world like Sasha Fierce. That's why they do the rock diamond. It's the triangle of manifestation, a very common practice in magic. Why Beyonce and Jay-Z do the triangle manifestation all the time. They understand it. They're garnering energy, making contact with the other world, the other realm. And if you look at, let's go a little crazier. She says, and the stars gather by your side. Well, what are we talking about? Are we talking about pentagrams or are we talking about stars? I don't know. Next, and this is where the song kind of wraps up. This is kind of the most telling verse. She says, "Your destiny is coming close. Stand up and fight. So go into that far off land and be the one." Oh no, I'm sorry. "And be one with the great I am. I am." You know what that means. The great I am. A reference to the integrated ascended masters of theosophy. Again, back to Helena Blavatsky. I am is the common phrase used. They believe there is this group, and she's saying you can be one with the great integrated ascended masters. Once you understand the Illuminati illuminate ways, they're chipping away slowly and steadily, indoctrinating the masses with this occult agenda. Is it going to happen in the next 1 year? Probably not. 5 years? Eh. 10 years? Maybe. 20 years, yep, because they're going to have the singularity open. AI is going to bust through. We're all going to be merged into the Matrix, into the 5G kill grid, which, by the way, is coming up soon. I've got an episode on the whole 5G agenda. I'm going to explain to you why it's going to kill us all. So stay tuned. Stay subscribed for that. It's going to be a good one. But, I'm not really surprised by any of this stuff. As you know, I've been exposing Beyonce for many years. Many people don't like it, but it's true. She's been chosen as the goddess to lead the unsuspecting masses down this new world order path. She's joining Disney. And we could have a whole show on Disney, honestly. The big multimedia mogul company that's turned into. They were just making cartoons for kids. Oh, really? Yeah, now they own all the news and the sports channels and all that stuff. Global domination, which will flow into global manipulation. And the ultimate endgame, ushering in the new age, the new religion. They believe this to be the great work. They believe they've got a higher calling to do this. They need to usher in the age of Luciferianism. I want you to be prepared to understand that. I want you to be armed with the knowledge so you can make the choice for yourself. I mean, I don't care. You could join Beyonce in the Lucifer worship. It don't bother me none. I know what my values are. And I just don't want to see you get duped. I've been duped for many years. And I've had many multiple stages of red pilling. And I want you to get that too. I want you to have some clarity on what's going on in this world, because no one else is covering this stuff. All right. That's all I've got for you for now. Quick plug. If you could leave me a review on iTunes, I'd appreciate that greatly. I see how many people are listening to the show, and I love that. I love you for that. But you know how to take us to the next level? How do we take our relationship to the next level? You can leave a review on iTunes. You could tell me you love the show, you can tell me to go kill myself. I read them all. I'll read every single one of them. And I want to see what you think. What do you think about the show? Don't be quiet about it. Don't be silent. I'm here for you. You're here for me. Let's do this. Leave a review on iTunes. I will read it. And I do want to thank you for your time. And as always, stay woke.